League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
TSA confirming that this past Sunday was the busiest travel day ever.
That just sounds staggering to me, right? That's even possible. I feel like it's like when a new movie comes out and they're like, it made more money than everybody else. So you're like, well, the tickets are more. But how do you say that there was, you know, less people
more
if they
people.
Say it was the busiest,
right? It was
right?
The most people that ever traveled in a single day.
Wow.
And they were busy. They had to confiscate a lot of things at the checkpoints. They tried to warn people last week by like sharing this with all the news outlets.
TSA issuing a list of foods that can and cannot fly. If you're bringing a solid item like baked goods, meat, dressing, or mac and cheese, then it can go through security checkpoint. But if your dish is something that can spill, like cranberry sauce, gravy, or the wine and cider, then you'll need to check that bag.
They said a lot of gravy was confiscated.
You know what? I love the fact that people, you know, you have a recipe that your family loves or whatever, and you're like, I'm bringing it, but just don't bring it. Just don't bring it. You're going to go through security, set things up. It's no good.
Do you know the Memphis airport confiscates about 30 pounds of barbecue sauce a week?
Wow.
Isn't that a lot? That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was busy. What did you ever get taken out of your bag when you were going through TSA? 1-800-330-9999. Michelle?
Well, they didn't take anything out of my carry-on, per se. They took out of my sister's on our way to Mexico. My sister was trying to bring some weed for one of our uncles at a wedding we were going to because they wanted some from California. And so we're going through, they flagged us, not knowing that there was weed in there. It was like actually random. And then they found her like weed. And instead of like, I feel like, I think we would have had to like go to, like, I don't know, maybe we had to go to jail because it's like illegal there. They bailed her out. They were like, okay, if you just pay us like the fee, like you just go to the ATM they have there and go grab some money. And so I literally was so embarrassed. I was fuming at her. And I just like sat and waited because I didn't know she did that. And I sat and waited like in this area where I had to like wait. And then, yeah, she paid them and we left.
How much?
And like got off the hook.
Yeah.
How much was
That's the magic question. What year was it and how much?
It was like $300.
Yep.
Do you think that's like a legal government thing, or you think it's just like two Mexican TSA guys? They're like $300.
It's understood,
right?
All throughout Mexico,
we
it's
actually,
understood.
I know.
After we left, we started thinking that we were like, wait a second, were they just trying to get some money out of us? Like that was how
well.
It
no,
felt.
I mean, your sister had the weed, so yeah,
right.
you were lucky that. You were lucky that they were a couple of degenerates
that
just wanted your money.
And didn't put you in jail.
Because if it was another country, you might have been locked up. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's good. Right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I saw a judge in Mexico. He had a hairy, hairy chest and a large gold chain.
Was he not wearing a shirt?
It was barely on him. I saw him in the back room at the Cancun jail. And if he had two buttons buttoned, that was it.
How
tell
do
you
get
right
that
now.
Job to be the judge at the Cancun jail?
Because he wasn't a judge, obviously. He was no kind of judge.
How do you know that? Just because he was hairy?
He looked like a used car salesman with a big bankroll. I mean, I'm telling you, his buttons were down to here.
Well,
it was just hair hanging out.
Now you're questioning his judicial degrees.
And there was no roof on the jail in Cancun. You know what? You guys were lucky you settled it at the airport. You should be thankful. Trust me.
1-800-330-9999. When you were going through TSA, what did they pull out of your bag? TSA said this past Sunday was the busiest air travel day in history, and they confiscated a lot of stuff. When you went through the TSA checkpoint, what did they take out of your carry-on? 1-800-330-9999. Jeff?
They pulled out a heart-shaped rock that I had that we picked up hiking in Scotland. And it was about, I don't know, maybe about a pound and a half. And they said it was a potential weapon.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, not for nothing if you saw Braveheart, right? Like, you know, I mean. I mean.
Well, and they took it away.
Yeah.
I was, and, you know, my wife likes to collect heart-shaped rocks. So it was a tragic moment.
Yeah, I know that stinks, right? It always does stink when you've got something that you're bringing back, especially something like that. I mean, you found it while hiking in another country.
Yes.
What a cool experience, right? And it would have always been a story there. And instead, this will be the only time you'll be able to tell this story.
Debbie, what did you get pulled out of your carry-on?
I got coral taken out of my carry-on. I was coming back from a trip to the Bahamas. Didn't realize that I was not allowed to take coral home with me. And so it got pulled out of my luggage. I was so shocked, but I guess I'm not allowed to bring it. So,
yeah, they can actually fine you. And, I mean, it can be pretty stiff in a lot of places, too. Like, if it's dead, it's one thing. But if it shows any signs of being something living, even more so. It's the same in Mexico, just so you know, too.
Yeah, well, I just Googled it. Yeah. Illegal to take coral, tropical fish, or sea fans. Nothing may be taken from Bahamas National Underwater Parks.
They didn't take it out there. When you come into the States, at that point, when you hit customs, if it's got any indication that it could be living or recently dead, but they're going to take it anyways at that point.
Not shells, though, right? Because I've taken shells. I've taken conch shells home.
As long as it's got the hole through the back?
No, I got it from the ocean. Two of them. I took them from the ocean in the Bahamas and brought them home.
Well, then you probably brought home a conch.
I mean, no, it was no.
There was nothing in it?
It was, like, washed up on the beach.
So did it have the little hole in the back?
I don't think so.
If there's a little hole, that means that the conch itself has been removed. All right, the actual...
By a person?
Yes.
Oh, no. These were on the beach. They washed up on the beach.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no fish living in there. I would know if there was something living in there.
Did they smell fishy?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. They were just, like, on the beach.
That feels weird.
What if I have conch? Like,
you could.
Who
dead
knows?
In there.
Oh, my gosh.
Reactivate it. Put it in the water.
Oh, I have them in my daughter's bedroom.
I mean, the hole is not large. It's like less than the size of half your thumbnail.
I'm going to go home and look.
You should.
I have to go home and look.
I think you probably should.
Andy, how about you? You ever have something taken out of your carry-on?
So I had cheese taken away. We were coming back from Italy, and I wasn't aware that I couldn't take all the great cheese that I was bringing back home.
I don't know the rules on that, right? I mean, I would think that if something is sealed and whatnot, you could bring it right in, but God, I don't know.
Wait a minute, they took it away? Because it says here that there's a limited amount of creamy cheeses.
Oh.
I guess they have to determine the kind of cheese it is.
Or how many amount? I mean, like, what's the amount anyways?
I mean, you bring a buffalo mozzarella.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different because it's got a lot of liquid in it.
That's what I'm saying. Now you get a prob.
A provolone. Like, you bring, like, a wheel of provolone in.
I mean, a wheel of provolone could be worth, like, you know, thousands of dollars,
true.
Right?
Some of the provolone gets expensive.
It's a huge, huge money. Mm. What if you're the guy at TSA or Customs that you're just like, yeah, you can't bring this.
He's confiscating
and then you
cheese.
Are using that for your Alfredo for the next year.
Mm.
That's nice,
he's
huh?
Selling it on the black cheese market.
That's nice. You know there is one. There has to be one.
Anything
that's worth money, there's a market for it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.